Guzzy.
Hey, good afternoon. This is Miles with RDI Diamonds. How you doing?
This is who?
Miles with RDI Diamonds.
Yes, how can I help you, Miles?
Yeah, I was curious on what you guys got cooking up for Valentine's Day, given you got a week before the big day. So what you guys working on right now?
Heart-shaped pizzas.
Oh. Hey, the heart shapes are never let down during Valentine's, aren't they?
Nothing's really selling. Honestly, Miles, it's been kind of slow motion.
Slow motion? Okay.
You guys?
It's kind of hit and miss. Some of my customers are rocking and rolling. Some of my customers are a little bit slower. So it kind of depends on who you talk to for the most part. So I know that winter...
Dictator too, pretty much, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. And I know for a lot of my customers that got hit by that big storm the last couple of weeks, it's kind of impacted a lot of them. So that's kind of where... The variety is kind of kicking in.
Yeah, with us, I think it's more the metal prices fluctuating so much, you know, people are kind of scared.
Yeah, no,
gold prices are high to come into a jewelry store and make a purchase.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I know gold's been really, really a talking point for the most part in a lot of my conversations lately. I know it's hovering around 5,000 right now for the... per ounce.
Yeah.
It hit 56.
Lab diamonds, correct?
Yeah, we do lab over here. Do you have any lab calls right now?
No, I have so many lab diamonds that I invested into. When there was that whole big thing about tariffs, you know, my lab contact was pretty much bothering me to purchase just in case the prices went up and so on, so I got stuck with a lot of them.
Now
we're not doing much buying. I know there's a show coming up in March in Miami. I don't even know if I'm going to attend that this year. So,
do you go every year?
I usually do. I go twice a year, like in March and October. But I think I'm going to hold off this year because of the market.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I know with lab grown, I've seen a lot of it's been dropping. So I know a lot of I mean, it's great to try to get some sales, but because it gets more people buying, but it gets those profit margins a lot lower for you guys on your side. So it makes it an interesting dynamic where you get more sales, but the amount of money you make per stone, it does tend to drop.
Right. So, yeah, I appreciate the call, but keep in mind if you want to check back like in April or May and see.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
In the meantime, I have your number, too. If I need anything, I'll give you guys a call.
Hey, I appreciate that. I would love the opportunity to help you out. Just out of curiosity, because I know you're still making some sorts of sales in the meantime, despite the gold and the metal pricing. So I guess, what have been working despite that?
Like you said, we have been making sales, or I didn't question.
I'm sorry?
I didn't understand the question.
Yeah, so I was just asking what's holding you afloat, like with metal being a pain point for you.
We're doing a lot of repairs, honestly. I do some custom work, you know. When I say custom work, like engagement rings, but that's slowed down quite a bit. This is not engagement season, although usually Valentine's Day should be. But I think, like I said, people are tight for money right now, so they're holding up.
Okay, that makes sense. So mostly repairs, but you get the occasional custom order. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yeah, actually. Okay. Well, hey,
right,
I appreciate it, man.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You as well. Bye-bye.